that I can't even buy now. I can't even buy it now.
So expensive,
it's
right?
It's too expensive to buy. But we had it there. I would throw it out a lot of times. You know, after the second day, we'd just throw it out.
Uh-huh.
After it's fried up and wasn't meat, well, we'd just throw it out.
What all do you have to do to cure your ham?
I never did much of that myself, but some of them, I know they smoked it with hickory wood.
Mm-hmm. But do you have to
hickory smoke? That was hickory. They salted it down. You leave it so long. I forget how many weeks you leave it in the salt, and then take it out of that, you know, and then they always bagged up the shoulders and the hams.
Mm-hmm.
But the middlings just hung out there.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't put in anything.
That's really, you know, using everything that you've got and not wasting a bit of it.
About the only thing they had to buy, you see, was sugar, coffee.
And flour?
No, they raised their own flour and meal.
Uh-huh.
We raised that. And had our shortening, you see, but it's pure hog lard. It wasn't too good, but we, you know, you can't. People
anything,
don't eat that now, do they? Pure hog lard, hardly
anything.
Anything
you could do to it to make it.
And we had our eggs, and had chickens, had our own chickens, and eggs. Uncle Jim would put these chickens up, and leave them so many days in a coop.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get just as fat as mud, you know. I mean, as fat as they. It could be fat.
Uh-huh.
After a certain length of time, they'll start falling off.
Right.
But he always had these chickens fat, and we had our own beans and everything. He raised all that stuff and held out beans and peas and things for winter time.
Can you can those?
Canned green beans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we canned them. Canned a lot of them. That dairy house was full of canned stuff. And had their own bees, and they'd rob them, you know. Had an extractor where they'd take the honey out of the comb, and we'd can it too. And
I heard a name for the place where the bees stay, if it's just a cutout log, or bee gum.
Oh, beehives.
Uh-huh.
We had beehives. Uncle Jim would, when they'd swarm, you see, he'd just try to catch them. Some of them got away, but some of them, he had an empty beehive there, and he put them in this new hive, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot fenced off to itself,
mm-hmm,
that he kept the bees in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a little incident that happened. It's a little bit funny, and it wasn't funny at all when it happened. While I was living up there, my oldest daughter, of course, I felt that she was